You are Locked On Saints, your daily New Orleans Saints podcast, part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
What is good, Huda Nation, and welcome to the Locked On Saints podcast, your daily podcast covering the New Orleans Saints, brought to you by the Locked On Podcast Network, where you get to hear the local experts on the biggest stories, your team, every day. Ross Jackson here, your host, covering your favorite team, the New Orleans Saints, like nobody else does it. Lead analyst over at AllSaintsConsidered.com, your source for up-to-the-minute Saints news for Saints fans by Saints fans. You already know what it is. Go ahead and throw me a follow over on Twitter at RossJacksonASC. And if this is your first time catching the podcast, welcome and thank you for being here. Please take a moment to subscribe, share, rate, review. All of that is a big help to me, but also helps you stay up to date when the newest episodes drop every Monday through Friday. Remember, you can find Locked On Saints on Google Play, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Stitcher, and the new podcasting app Himalaya, as well as just about anywhere else that you get your podcast. And remember too, when you're out on the road, just tell your smart device to play podcast Locked On Saints. And it is Thursday, the first day of the NFL draft beginning this evening. So in honor of the big day, we're doing a mock draft with the Locked On Saints Facebook group. We've got the first couple of picks, and then we'll finish up the latter half of the draft with some nice moves for the Saints in the second segment, and then we'll wrap it all up in the final segment with a quick Q&A ahead of the draft. Thank you so much, everybody, for being here. We got all that and a little bit of lanyette for you on today's episode of Locked On Saints, your team every day.
All right, y'all, we are ready to get started with this mock draft. Thank y'all so much, everybody, for coming in, Gage. What's up? All right, y'all, we're going to go ahead and get this started. So for everybody that is listening to this podcast-wise after the live event here that we've got going on over at the Facebook group, make sure you join the Locked On Saints Facebook group. You can find it facebook.com/group/Locked On Saints or by searching Locked On Saints group on Facebook. This will get you involved in all of these things. And especially for next week, once we get through the draft, I'm going to be doing some live Q&As and things like that throughout next week's episode. So make sure that y'all come through for that. Those of you that are listening live, make sure that y'all are here for that too, because we love having all y'all. Trevor, what's up, man? Thanks for joining. We're just getting started here. So I'm over here at firstpick.com. So this is a different draft simulator. You've seen a lot of fans speak. Last time we did the Draft Network's mock draft machine, I'm going with First Pick this time because it gives you some trade ability within here. There's my username and password in case y'all need that. So, all right, y'all, we are getting started here from the very top. So here's the thing. So this is the way that this navigates. You can go to propose trade here, and then you can go ahead and trade away some of your picks and then request other picks, things like that. I don't see the Saints trading up into the first round. So I'm going to skip past the first round and then maybe go into the second round and see if there's anybody up at the top of the second round that I think is worth, you know, taking a look at. Now, this one uses the big board over from NFL Draft Scout, which is kind of in and out. So you're going to see some players here that you don't see available at this point in the NFL draft. I'm sorry, the Draft Network mock machine. And so it just kind of depends on which big board you're looking at and things like that, and the way that the simulator works. We're dealing with a bunch of numbers here, not realistic situations, of course, and things can change. Brian, I think the third OS is the one we're going... Oh, you think the third is the one that we're going to trade up for? I'm with you 100% on that. So here we can see that Hakeem Butler is still on the board early in the second. Irv Smith Jr. is still on the board early in the second. N'Keal Harry on the board here early in the second. So I think I'm going to take one more shot here and then get into the middle of this round. So we're at Washington. And Washington, I feel like, is going to take a wide receiver for sure. So this is maybe a place that we can go ahead and propose a trade. But I'm a little bit more into the idea of waiting it out and then seeing what's there at 62 and then going for that third round pick, which is what Brian was just talking about too. So let's go ahead and do that, since I know that there are some other people in here that's on the same page with me. So let's skip to 62, see who's still here. It says that our needs are wide receiver, tight end, and defensive tackle. So let's just go to best play value remaining first. JJ Arcega-Whiteside still on the board. Paris Campbell still on the board. He's a favorite to the Saints by some Saints fans. I'm not a big fan of him, so I'm willing to overlook him for now. Emmanuel Hall. Hakeem Butler is still here on the board, who I think would be a big time difference maker for the Saints. Yeah, man. Appreciate you doing that. People out here putting their jobs on the line to come out to Locked On Saints group and watch this this mock draft. I appreciate y'all. All right, so let's see who else is over here. Maybe in tight end world. Dawson Knox considered a day three guy in the simulator. Josh Oliver, Kahale Waring still there as well. Okay, so I'm feeling pretty good about the depth there. We know that they really like defensive line, and they are probably still going to be looking for another defensive tackle in this draft. Colin Saunders is one of my favorites here, but I think we can get him in the third round. So my vote here, I don't know about y'all, but my vote here is that when you see Hakeem Butler available, you take Hakeem Butler. So I want to go Hakeem Butler here. We'll take a look at his combine and everything as well. 6'5", 227 pounds with 10¾-inch hands. That's huge. 35¼-inch long arms, big time arms. 4.48 40 with a 36-inch vertical leap and 128-inch broad jump. There's just really no reason to not go Hakeem Butler here. Get a solid DT in the third. I agree. Go for Hakeem. No brainer. All right. Everybody's on the same page. Here we go. Hakeem Butler. Y'all, if this actually happened at 62, I would, oh man, I'd probably go a little nuts, to be completely honest with you. All right. So let's skip into the third round here. So, we can see that there are, I think, Colin Saunders might still be on the board here. And if he is, yeah. So this is the guy that I'm willing to make this move for in terms of getting into the third round. JJ or Hakeem, unless he's an odd. Yeah. There wasn't really a great offensive lineman out there. You could tell by what was on the, what was there on the board, but Phil Haynes is a good option for the Saints late as well. So still some pretty good ones that are out there. So that's totally fine. So let's go ahead and take a look now. This is kind of where we want to trade up, right? So this is sort of the same. This is pick number 68. You remember that the Saints traded up to go to, for Alvin Kamara in the 2017 draft by trading up to 67. Right now, this Eagles pick is essentially pick number 68. Let's see, with Teo not on the roster, I think linebacker would be an option with that extra third. Yeah, that's true too. Let's take a look at what linebackers are around. Maybe there's somebody that we really, really like. We would probably want somebody that plays more of a Sam linebacker. And there's a guy here that I already see that I like a lot, and that's Blake Cashman. He's somebody that I am a huge, huge fan of. All right, so there are a couple of guys up here. So let's go ahead and trade into this third round. So what I'm going to do, this is a little bit of a cheat, but it's going to work. So 2021 round one pick carries the same value as a 2020 second round pick, if that makes sense, and then which would carry the same value as a 2019 third round pick. So every year that you move ahead, basically it just, the value drops one round. So next year's first is worth a second, whereas the year after that, that first is worth a third, and then so on and so forth. So I'm going to trade. I'm just going to basically do the same trade that the Saints did with the San Francisco 49ers a few years ago. And so we're going to trade the future third, something that carries the quality or carries the value of a future second, sorry. And then also a seventh round pick to get up here into this third round, and bam, we are there. So this gives us round three, pick number four. The Saints love to trade up for defensive linemen. If you saw that article that I posted on All Saints Considered, most of the time if they trade up, they ended up trading up for an offense, I'm sorry, for a defensive lineman. So I could definitely see them going Colin Saunders here. Do you think they go defensive lineman first? Most likely due to Sheldon Rankin. I think that that's very possible. I think that it's possible that they do go defensive lineman right off the top. Like, they could have gone Colin Saunders in the second round, potentially even Draymond Jones out of Ohio State, the Ohio State University. So that would be an option. And then they could make a trade up for a wide receiver, which is another position that they're willing to trade up for. Basically here, you can look right here. San Francisco 49ers with the number 67 overall pick selected Kelvin Harmon out of NC State. Kelvin Harmon would be an excellent target for the Saints if they wanted to trade up and make that same trade that they made with the 49ers 2 years ago. I don't think that that specific situation would happen, but absolutely they could make a move later for a wide receiver and then go for a defensive tackle earlier in the draft. All right, I got one vote for Colin. I just don't think that there's anybody out there that brings the same thing that Colin Saunders brings as a interior defensive lineman that can also rush off the edge at 6 foot, 324 pounds, and is a run stopper, is a guy that can move offensive linemen. He's got a pretty good vertical jump. I think he's over 30 inch vertical, so he can jump and get his hands up in passing lanes as well. So I think I'm going to go Colin here. Let me see. Yeah, plenty of other interesting linebackers. Yeah, and especially if Jelani Tavai ends up dropping in this draft too, he's somebody that I really like out of Hawaii. So I'm going to go Colin Saunders here. So you've got Hakeem Butler, Colin Saunders, and then we can either stay put in the fifth round or we can trade up into the fourth. I think either one of those would work out. All right, y'all. So we're going to go ahead and jump to a break here. When we come back, we're going to be moving forward with the round. Well, moving into the sort of midday picks. We're either going to trade up into the fourth round or stay in the fifth round. Stick around and find out what we do. We got that coming for you right here on Locked On Saints, your team every day. All right, everybody, welcome back to Locked On Saints, your team every day. We are making a move up into the fourth round here. It might take me a second to get it to go through, but we're going to get it done. So what we're going to have to do here is package the two very close picks. So that is the round five, pick 30, and the round six, pick four. That's 168 and 177. Package those together to move in to the bottom of the fourth round to go ahead and take a big ugly, as John Hughes described him. Ryan, thanks for joining you. All right, so we just moved up to pick 30 in the fourth round. So that moves us up with the Buffalo Bills trading away 168 and 177 to get up there. And we have our eyes on an offensive lineman that's pretty flexible, pretty versatile. He can play at the tackle position as well as the guard position, something that we really like and something that the Saints really like. And his name is Dennis Daly out of South Carolina. Time for that big, ugly pick, as John Hughes said. So we'll take that pick there. And that gives us, look at that nice little A-plus right there. I gotta love that. So at this point, the Saints then would have an opportunity that they could trade again into this fourth round by trading like a fifth round pick from next year and one of the seventh, something like that, to where they can get back into the bottom of this fourth round or back into the top of the fifth round by trading one of those day three picks. So we can either assume that, which is definitely a trade that can happen, or we stand pat at 202 and then see who's available on the board there. Javier, thanks for coming through, homie. Appreciate you being here, man. You think if we aren't getting a tight end early, it's worth getting one? Yeah, because there are some pretty good pass catching tight ends late in the draft. Dax Raymond out of Utah State, Elise Mack out of Notre Dame, Foss Moreau out of LSU. There's some pretty good tight ends that you could go for pretty late. All right, y'all. So we're going to stick with pick 202 here. Let's go ahead and skip ahead and we'll jump in and see who's still available on this board. So one of the things, first pick basically agrees with us that the two positions that we're looking for right now are tight end and outside linebacker. Here at the tight end position, Trevon Wesco, who's one of those great late round potential picks out of West Virginia, is here. And then you've also got CJ Conrad out of Kentucky. Let's go ahead and take a look at what linebackers are still around as well. I think a day three linebacker is kind of a sure thing for the Saints, to be completely honest. So let's take a look here and see who's still available. Taifa is still here out of UT San Antonio. Get him together with Marcus Davenport, potentially. I really like this idea of making this pick here. I'm not taking a second wide receiver in this draft. I would love to see it. But Haley, welcome in. Thank you so much for coming and joining with us. We're almost at the end of this draft here, but do come through and let us know what you think. We're looking at linebacker or tight end late here in the draft. Yeah, number one overall was Quinnen Williams in this one. So I think here we go. Yeah, all right, let's do it. So going with Josiah, and I think it's Taifa. I'm going to screw it up. But UT San Antonio, inside linebacker, outside linebacker. I'm going to draft him as an outside linebacker because he's going to fit in at Sam pretty well there, which is where the Saints need a little bit of depth behind AJ Klein, or potentially somebody to even challenge for AJ Klein's spot. So then we'll close out this draft by jumping to their final pick at pick 231. Where am I? Yeah, 231 is where I'm at the moment. So let's see what tight ends are still on the board. See if there's anybody that we like, anybody that we want to take. I jump immediately right here to Trevon Wesco out of West Virginia still being available, which is absolutely nuts. So I think for me, this is a pretty easy one. I'm going to go Trevon Wesco here. So, I mean, we hit everything here. Wide receiver, defensive tackle, offensive line, linebacker. I'm not really worried about the secondary. Trevon Wesco, I think, is the guy here. All right. Yes, I would love to see the way that AJ Klein shows up if he gets challenged. That's actually a great point. So, all right, y'all. So we have just completed our draft. We'll go ahead and look at the entire draft when we come back from this break. And then we'll take a couple of questions here in the Locked On Saints Facebook group. They got that coming up for you right here on Locked On Saints, your team every day. All right, family, welcome back to Locked On Saints, your team every day. We just completed our mock draft here over at the Locked On Saints Facebook group. I think we got a good one right here. I think we got a really, really good one. So we'll talk this out. We'll run through the list sort of who we selected and where they fit. And then we'll take a couple of questions here from the Locked On Saints group before we wrap up the episode and get ready for Thursday's. Oh, man, this is going to come out on Thursday. So this is basically happening right before the draft, essentially. So getting ready for what will be Thursday's or today's draft in that sense. So All right, round two, pick 30. Hakeem Butler from Ohio State, the 6'5" wide receiver, dropped all the way down. Iowa State dropped all the way down. So the Saints scooped him up with pick number 62 overall. Then the Saints in the next pick, the Saints packaged their second round pick from next year, as well as a seventh round pick to get up into the top of the third round to select Colin Saunders, defensive tackle out of Western Illinois. So Colin Saunders does a really good job at helping the Saints in the interior line where they're going to need some help. The Saints did pick up Sheldon Rankin's fifth year option, so they expect that he's going to return at some point this season very healthy and make a full recovery from that. He's already out of his boot and everything. So there's a lot going on in that interior line. But even still, with him, even with that, he's still going to miss probably about half of the year because he'll probably start on the physically unable to perform list. So he'll be off for a little while. So Colin Saunders is somebody that can jump in and be a part of that defensive line, but can also swap out and play out on the edge and jump to the edge as well. So that's a lot of fun. Dennis Daly, offensive tackle out of South Carolina. That was another trade up, moved up to get a big ugly on the offensive line. He's somebody that can come in and immediately compete as a swing tackle, but he can also play on the interior as well. So he's got the versatility that the Saints like on the offensive line. And then with maintaining round six, pick 29. So that was pick 202 overall. Josiah Taiafa, I'm butchering his name, I'm sure. Inside linebacker or outside linebacker, a linebacker out of UT San Antonio. So he gets reunited with Marcus Davenport, also out of UT San Antonio. He's somebody that can compete for that Sam position, compete with AJ Klein, and can also be a factor in the run game. And then you've got round seven, pick 17, Trevon Wesco, tight end out of West Virginia. Excellent pick for the Saints as somebody to come in and sort of compete for that third tight end role for right now, and then potentially move up to tight end two next year, and then maybe tight end one the year after that. Trevon Wesco, big time pass catching tight end out of West Virginia. Great pick, great set of picks here. Good deals all around. The only trade that cost a pick from next year was a second round pick, which we've seen the Saints do before, and so I'm not really worried about that. Maintain that first round pick, so that's very exciting. So all right, y'all, any questions or anything before we wrap up today? Episode, I'll give y'all some time. So I didn't go with Anthony Ratliff Williams. Dom asked, why no Anthony Ratliff Williams? The reason why I didn't go with him here is because we're able to land Hakeem Butler early in the draft, and I don't feel like the Saints need to go double dipping at the wide receiver position considering the amount of wide receivers that they already have on the roster. Remember, Trayvon Darrell's also going to be coming off of IR, so he'll get a chance to compete along with Austin Carr and all the others that we already know of. Oh, and then of course Semi Cobbs as well. So there's just a lot of wide receivers in that room. So I didn't go with Anthony Ratliff Williams. However, let's do something here. Let's go ahead and take a look and see if he got drafted at all, in which case I could definitely see him end up being... Okay, he did not get drafted. So good news, Nam. Undrafted free agent signs with the Saints. There you go. Now we got everything. We got everything we need right there. Gage Hoglund says, I think this is the best mock we could get, to be honest. I think that it fills all of the roles. I really think that they tried to keep most of the picks inside the fourth, like you said on the podcast. The other day, Mickey Loomis. Yeah, the other days, Mickey Loomis is very conscious and self-aware of our situation with our depth. Yeah, absolutely. 100% think so. They have more success within the first four rounds of the draft. That 5, 6, 7, they've kind of not been so great at. They did get Will Clapp last year, which is excellent. However, I think that this is a little bit more realistic of what the Saints might do compared to the previous mock. Which one was your favorite? I think this one. I think any mock, honestly, I'll be completely honest. I love the fact that we got Irv Smith Jr. in the last mock, but the fact that we were able to get Hakeem Butler and Trevon Wesco in this mock and then also make some good defensive picks here and move around and have some mobility, sort of mimic a little bit about what the Saints would actually do in this draft. I like this one a lot better personally. And I think that this one has a little bit more of a realistic outcome. Hakeem Butler dropping to 62 is a little tough. And then Trevon Wesco dropping to the end of the draft is a little tough. But I mean, it's not entirely out of the ordinary. I think it's a little bit more likely considering that, you know, there are a lot of people talking about how only one wide receiver will go in the first round. There's some rumors about that and everything. So I think that there's some potential to the Saints landing a really top wide receiver in the second round if it were to happen. So I like this one a little bit better, but it could just be that, you know, I'm kind of biased here because I really like Hakeem Butler. I think the other mock didn't allow trades, so it was harder to factor. Yeah, absolutely. I think that that's it. Any other undrafted free agents that you're excited about aside from ARW? Yeah, I think that there are a couple that I really like. There's an offensive tackle out of Dartmouth, Matt Caskey, who is just mean. He is mean. That dude, he will run over anybody. Like, he is an offensive lineman, but he blocks the way that Marshawn Lynch runs the football, if that makes sense. He would rather put you on your behind as opposed to just, like, stalemate you at the line. And he's somebody that I think would be very exciting to see. James Williams, running back out of Washington State, he's a great receiving back. He's probably a better receiving back than he is a running back. Honestly, he's somebody to keep an eye out on. Tony Pollard has potential out to be undrafted, although I think that that would be a little bit of a mistake, but he would be an excellent guy, running back slash wide receiver slash return man out of Memphis. So I think that there are a few undrafted free agents that I'm hoping will find their way over to the Saints. Rusty, thanks for joining, man. We're just wrapping up, but we're taking a couple of questions if you got anything that you want to jump in. Any small school O-lineman that you're hoping get drafted? Yeah, that Matt Caskey guy I was talking about out of Dartmouth. My fingers are crossed for him. Oh, yeah, look, you just answered. Yeah, that's perfect. If Butler falls to us, that would be the steal of the draft. I think so. I mean, think about Hakeem Butler in this offense, lining up opposite Michael Thomas. You know, I think a lot of people are worried about the Saints finding a slot guy, and I understand the value in that. But if the Saints find a reliable number two that has the ability to do what Hakeem Butler can do, because don't forget, like, yeah, he's 6'5", 227 pounds, but he's also got some speed with this 4.48 40. Like, let's not pretend like he can't put on the burners a little bit too. And he's just one of those guys that can also be a presence in the red zone. Just what do you do? I mean, him, and then remember that the Saints also have Jared Cook as well. So, all right, we'll take one last question here. This is from Gage. Do you think that it's more realistic that Hakeem gets picked up first and JJ would be the choice at 62, or do they go defensive line? I think it depends on who falls for the defensive line. I could see them going maybe Draymond Jones if he's there, or Jerry Tillery if he somehow falls from Notre Dame. Y'all know I like him a lot. Either one of those guys still on the board. If Hakeem doesn't fall, then I think yes. But otherwise, I could definitely see them going JJ Arcega-Whiteside at that point. So even with this draft, if we were to swap out Hakeem Butler for JJ Arcega-Whiteside, I'd still be stoked with what this looks like. I'd still be absolutely happy with what this looked like. All right, y'all, that is going to do it for today's final pre-draft episode, but we're not done with the week yet. I'll be back Friday morning to recap whatever happens this evening during the first round of the NFL draft, and we'll talk about what the Saints can do when we learn all of that information. So make sure you come back on Friday for that, and then be prepared for some emergency episodes over the weekend, depending on what type of moves the Saints make throughout the draft. So we got all of that coming up throughout the week before we jump into next week and then continue to review the draft, and we'll have some guests coming in to help rate the draft, all of that stuff. But we'll talk about more of that tomorrow. For right now, though, I just want to say thank you so much for coming through once again. I am Ross Jackson. You can find me on Twitter at Ross Jackson ASC. Hit me up. Let me know how the family's doing. Let me know how you're living. Let me know how your mom and them. Tell your friends, family, and fellow Saints fans about the podcast. And please take some time to rate, review, share. All of that helps out a ton. To find Locked On Saints, just tell your smart device to play podcast Locked On Saints at home or in your vehicle, and make sure to subscribe on Google Play, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Stitcher, and the new Himalaya Podcast app, so you know when the newest episodes drop every Monday through Friday. Thank you all so much for all your support and for helping me grow this family. This has been Locked On Saints, and trust, Houdat Nation, I'll holla at you.